Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. May you enjoy the work before you today, approaching it as if God is the only one you're working for, because we know in Philippians 2 verse 13, God is at work in us both to will and to work for his good pleasure. And I turned here in the studio to a scripture in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter and 11th verse. He has made everything appropriate in its time. Everything in your life has a meaning. There's no coincidences in your life. There's always wonderful timing from God. He has also set eternity in their heart. I know there is nothing better for man than to rejoice and do good in his lifetime. Moreover, that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor. This is the gift of God. And it's true. When we serve God, everything seems to work out. When you look back at your life, oh, sure, there have been ups and downs and failures and mistakes. But overall, you see God at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Praise the Lord. I want to make a comparison between the present president and a number 45. And it was such a delight. You've seen Mr. Biden walk into an ice cream shop, and he gets this ice cream cone with two scoops on the cone. Has he ever said, "Everybody here, it's free on me"? Has he ever done that? Well, the other night, Donald Trump, or it was an afternoon, Donald Trump walked into a Chick-fil-A, and it was pretty crowded. And he said, "Your meals are on me, because this is the Lord's chicken." I said, "Praise God, you are getting to that man's heart." He said, "Chick-fil-A is the Lord's chicken." So what I want you to do is order some Chick-fil-A this weekend. Go through the drive-thru or order it and have some Chick-fil-A, some of the Lord's chicken this weekend. That's the difference. One president is generous in all that he does. Even though he's got 19 indictments, he's paying fines. He says, "It's on me, gang. This is on me." And another one, you would think he's generous, but he isn't. He's a tightwad, because the money that he is giving generously is our tax money. That's right. So you compare the two, there is no comparison. They're so different. They're as different as night and day. And I'm so grateful that God, this is a voting year. Praise God, this is an election year. This is the year we've been waiting for 4 years. Oh my goodness. I'm excited. I truly am. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. More and more people are coming online to donate to Call to Freedom. And all you have to do is go to freedomstreet.org. Click on that online button, a donation button, and you can give to Call to Freedom. And it's such a blessing to know that you're enjoying this program and the Word of God. That is my promise to God. Father God, every day I'm going to bring the Word to the people that are listening. That's my gift to you, and that was my promise to God. And he says, "My word will never return void." So even when I'm messing up on my programs, and some days I feel like I should be like Sammy Davis Jr. He had a show in Las Vegas one night, and he was exhausted. Besides that, it just didn't come together. And he went out on the stage and he said, "Folks, this whole night, this whole evening, all your meals are on me." And it was full. It was full of people. But he decided, you know, he just wasn't, up to par. He just wasn't himself, so he just paid for everybody's meal and the show. So praise God. I believe that man is with the Lord. Kimberly and I were talking about that. I do miss her this week. But we were talking about how many people we think are in hell when they're with God. So don't judge. Don't get critical and don't have that religious spirit about you. Because God has other ideas than we do. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts and His ways than our ways. Praise the Lord. Memory verse for this week is Psalm 121, verse 3 and 4. And next week we're going to have 5 and 6. And from the New American Standard, He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. And from the Message, Psalm 121, verse 3 and 4, He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep, not on your life. Oh, Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. It reminds me of Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, You are my refuge, my fortress, my God. In You I will trust. Oh, so many great scriptures, aren't there? We don't need another book. We truly don't need another book. Oh, just the Bible here. I've got my Bible here every day. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I declare I am free. Sin has no more hold on me. Bondages and habits from the past have no more legitimate right to exercise their control over me. I rejoice that God sent the Lord Jesus to buy me out of my slavery and place me in His family as His own child. I declare that I am forever removed from the curse of sins. I agree that it's a done deal. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Oh, and we think of those wonderful scriptures in Galatians 5, verse 1. It was for freedom that Jesus set you free. And then in Galatians 5, verse 13, the verse that I took on after Darren left this earth. For you are called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. God's kind of love, not that nitpicky love that's just not very long and very pure. No, He has a love that is pure and agape and forever, and we're learning to love like that. Oh, and it reminds me, Saturday you're going to get a chorus sheet that has that verse of scripture on it. We're going to sing choruses and have a wonderful time at 10 o'clock at the meeting this Saturday on April the 13th. I almost forgot to announce it. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me. And we're going to have lunch. I don't think we're still going to do the patio because I haven't cleaned the patio, and it's really dusty. It's like Kimberly called me and said, Mom, they are sanding all over in my house. Have you ever been in a place where they're sanding? And the dust is just all over the walls and everything. Oh, I understand. Oh, God bless her. So we're going to have lunch after the meeting, and bring your favorite salad or dessert if you'd like to add to the quiche that I'm going to have. We're just going to have a great time. Call me for reservations at 1-877-917-7256. I love all those sevens. 1-877-917-7256. Ooh, wonderful, wonderful phone. Galatians 3:13-29. Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When He was hung on the cross, He took upon Himself the curse for our wrongdoing. He became the curse that we were destined to endure. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, and that's a cross. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing He promised to Abraham, so that who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. He says, when I leave, I will bring the Comforter who will live in you and with you, abide with us. Oh, praise God. But the scriptures declare that we are all prisoners of sin, so we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ. That's the only way you're going to get to heaven. The only way that you're going to receive all these wonderful benefits from God if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead, we're saved. Hallelujah. So we can say, I am free. Oh, sin has no more hold on me. Praise the Lord. Verse 23 of Galatians 3 says, before the way of faith in Christ was available to us, we were placed under guard by the law. We were kept in protective custody, so to speak, until the day of faith was revealed. Let me put it another way, says Paul. The law was our guardian until Christ came. It protected us until we could be made right with God through faith. And now that the way of faith has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian. Did you hear that? We no longer need the law. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and all have been united with Christ in baptism, have put on the character of Christ, like putting on new clothes. Used to love to go shopping and get a new outfit. Not so much anymore. The clothes just aren't that, well, it's probably my age. But in that day when we had Joslins and we had Foleys, oh, the clothes were beautiful. Maybe it's my age. So I don't do as much shopping anymore, but putting on new clothes really feels good. There is no longer Jew or Gentile. We're one. We're one body. Slave or free, male or female, God doesn't see us as any of that, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Belongs to you. All of God's promises in the Old Testament and in the New are yours, my dear children. Oh, as Jesus used to say, my children. Oh, praise the Lord. Money will buy a bed, but not sleep. And we know that. Money will buy books, but not brains. Money will buy food, but not satisfaction. You just get through with a meal, and 1 or 2 hours later, you go to the refrigerator again. I don't understand that. Money will buy fashion, but not beauty. Money will buy a house, but not a home. One of the most endearing things that Darren used to say to me is, you have made this house into a home. And he thanked me for that. It's such a beautiful remembrance. So money will buy a house, but not a home. Money will buy medicine, but not health. And some of you know that. Boy, you have prescription drugs and you've spent thousands and thousands of dollars. But it won't give you health. Only God is really our Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Praise the Lord. Money will buy luxuries, but not culture. Money will buy amusement, but not happiness. Money will buy a crucifix, but not a savior. Money will buy a church pew, but not heaven. You know, those in some of the churches, pews, I don't know if they, I think some pews have the names of the families that donated the pew on them. But so many people get used to certain people sitting in certain pews, so they know exactly where their seat is when they come into church. Oh, what money cannot buy. Okay, money can do all sorts of things, not bring fulfillment. And what money cannot buy, Jesus Christ gives freely without charge. When you make Jesus your Savior and your Lord, you have peaceful rest, and he will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is fixed on him. That's right. That's Isaiah 26:3. God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind doesn't go wandering all over, when your mind is focused and fixed on him. You have the mind of Christ. Oh, he's given you the bread of life that satisfies. See, food doesn't satisfy for very long, but oh, that bread of life, Christ Jesus does. And that's in John 6:33. Clothing will not wear out. Israel's clothing did not wear out. And I believe a lot of my clothes, some of my clothes are 40 years old. They are. And they just seem to just be rejuvenated. Sometimes I wish they would wear out. Oh, a home that is peaceful and secure is a home that God really loves to be there, and his angels to be there. Isaiah 32:18, if you're looking for a new place, and I told this to my friend Maggie, who was looking for a place to live. Now they live in Cheyenne, but she took this scripture and she day by day quoted it, Isaiah 32:18, that God, you will give me a peaceful resting place. And they're enjoying their home in Cheyenne. Praise God. God bless you, Maggie. And the best that this life has to offer, he has the best for you. So listen up. Do you know that God has created you? Yes, you. He's created you for a purpose. He has planted his wisdom and understanding inside of you to accomplish his good purposes. Because as I just said, it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Philippians 2 verse 13. God will use everything in your life to qualify you to serve him. Now, people all over the earth, and, you know, this is into April, but at the very beginning of this year, we had resolutions. We started in December with, well, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to go travel a little bit more this year. I'm going to go and be more social. But by the 2nd of January, we've given up on it. We have a hard time acting out our good intentions, even if we have the help of Holy Spirit. But no matter how many times we make mistakes or mess up, God walks patiently with us to help us and to reach out to forgive us the moment we repent and turn to him. Just as every 1st of January is a new year and every morning is a new day, in God there is a new beginning for every one of us. In fact, we don't even have to wait for a new year. No. Remember, God isn't limited by time. God extends his mercy and grace to us new and fresh every day. It's like he takes his big eraser, wipes off the blackboard. Remember those days when they had erasers and they wiped off the blackboards? I miss those days. And he makes it all new the next day. Because Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, praise the Lord for that scripture. Every morning, God is ready to lift us up because our position in Jesus Christ is right next to the Father. Yep. Read Ephesians 2, verses 1 and 2. We may break our covenants and let him down, but he never breaks a covenant, and he never breaks our covenants. We may break our covenants and let him down, but he never breaks a covenant. And he never forgets or neglects his promises, even to 1,000 generations. I wonder if we've been through 1,000 generations from Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. And Moses said, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. People are intimidated and held in bondage by the devil because they're focused on the fact that because of the sins of the fathers, the curses are passed down to the third and fourth generation. But that pales in comparison to God's covenant of blessing and mercy through the blood of his son, Jesus. I just want to say here that Jesus took the curse and the sin of this world. That curse and sin were whole. They were a holy, not H-O-L-Y, but a W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy curse and a sin that the devil put on this world and that man also contributed to. But Jesus became that curse and that sin on the cross. So when you go through some curses in this life, it may be called generational curses, where you see a pattern of maybe suicides or anger or rage or divorce, that kind of thing. And that's what we can bind in Jesus' name. I bind you, spirit of divorce, or I bind you, spirit of rage. You no longer have any effect on this family. I'm drawing a line right now. And you can no longer have any effect on our family in Jesus' name. You can get rid of those, I would say, temporary curses. I don't know if that's good thing or not, but you can get rid of any familial curses that you recognize in your family. Oh, God is at work in us. He is at work in us to get rid of all those bad habits and all the things that keep us in bondage. Oh, praise God. He is your Savior and Lord. The curse that Jesus took on himself at the cross was removed the moment you said, I do, to God. And you said, I do repent and turn from sin. I do believe that Jesus died and poured out his blood to save me. I do believe that God raised him from the dead. I do believe that he is coming back for me. And when the devil tries to treat you the same old way, lying to you and trying to put you back into bondage to the curse, tell him to pack up his lies and go back to where he came from. And that's hell. You can boldly stand up to walk in the fullness of your covenant with Almighty God, because His blessing is on your life and His tender mercies are extended fresh and new to you every morning. Praise the Lord. It was for freedom. It truly was. And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the 17th verse of John 3 says, He didn't come into this world to condemn the world. No, that condemnation is from the devil. He came into this world to save us from an everlasting hellfire. And I'm so grateful. Here it's Terry and Barbie Franklin.
From their paradise, God passed through Eden's garden gates alone.
But His compassion wrote the pages, unfolding through the ages, of a love that remains the greatest ever known.
As Jesus humbly passed through Zion's gates,
then the gloom of Calvary's sorrows dashed hopes of bright tomorrows,
when the heart of the loving Father turned away for God. Showed love that He gave.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. He so loved us, folks. Oh, he so loved us. He did the best and the most he could ever have done. Ever. Oh, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Forsake your bad habits. Oh, seek God and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Get rid of those evil and vain imaginations and allow God to fill your spirit with wonderful godly thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts, says God, are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Oh, we think that God should judge and destroy, but he chooses to love and forgive. Hallelujah. We serve such a mighty God. Oh, we do. Praise him sometime today in your day. Oh, and remember the meeting on Saturday. Call me at 1-877-917-7256. And you can come on Saturday and enjoy the wonderful fellowship we have with our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.